President Obama laid out his case for U.S. military intervention in Libya. In a speech broadcast live last night nationally, the president said, faced with a prospect of violence on a horrific scale, inaction would have been a betrayal of who we are.
We had a unique ability to stop that violence, an international mandate for action, a broad coalition prepared to join us, the support of Arab countries, and a plea for help from the Libyan people themselves. We also have the ability to stop Gaddafi's forces in their tracks without putting American troops on the ground.
Before the speech last night, Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano criticized the U.S. decision to authorize military force in Libya, saying the president should first have conferred with Congress. Congressman Capuano joins us this morning with his reaction. Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
Did the president do anything to reassure you or change your mind last night?
Not to change my mind. I've always thought that the president was well-intentioned, and I agree with many of the things he says. However, I also read the Constitution very clearly, and that requires Congress to participate, not participate, to actually be the one who declares war on a country. And for me, I think that's the most serious thing we do, and I think the Constitution should be adhered to.
Analysts say in the speech last night, the president tried to reassure the U.S. public that the United States was not getting involved in another open-ended commitment in a place that few Americans have spent much time thinking about. Did he do anything to reassure you?
Well, partially, yes, but that's not my major concern. My major concern is what criteria will we use the next crisis, the next one either in Sudan or in Syria or Yemen or wherever it will be tomorrow. What criteria will we use? When will this country be engaged again? It's not so much this particular event that is of concern to me. I mean, though it is a concern, it's not the major concern.
So you don't feel that you understand what the next action might be or the reasoning behind it then?
I certainly don't. I mean, and I will tell you, I want to be very clear. I think that military intervention on occasion for humanitarian reasons is an appropriate use of military force. I myself called for U.S. force to be used in Sudan in the middle of that genocide. So I have no problem with that concept. I'd just like to know what the measures are, number one. Number two, I feel strongly that no individual should be empowered to bring this country to war. No president, it doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, it matters if the American people are the ones who make that decision, and they do that through Congress, which is why the founders empowered Congress and only Congress with the ability to bring this country to war.
The president last night said he authorized military action only after, quote, consulting the bipartisan leadership of Congress. But he didn't seek a vote, and that's where the fault is, you think?
That's not just where the fault is. That's what the Constitution requires. It says Congress shall authorize or shall declare war, period. Congress shall have the power to declare war.
So even now, you think he should come back to Congress to ask for that vote?
Yes, I do. And I would not be surprised if he got it. I myself might vote in favor of it. I'd want to hear more from the president, but nonetheless, I understand the reasons for this action. But I do think that it's important not just for this particular military action, but for the next one and possibly the next president. I've used the analogy, would anyone really want to see a President Palin be able to invade Iran under the same criteria? And maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't, but again, the founders decided that it was better to have a group of people representing the entire country, namely the Congress, not legislative leaders, not the president, not the Secretary of Defense, but the Congress as a whole. And I believe that the founders were right on this issue.
Let me ask you one more question in the short run. The president last night said NATO is taking over the mission in Libya tomorrow. What do you make of that move? And are you confident that the U.S. will not have to get more involved in Libya?
I think the move is a good move. I think it's always good to have friends when you're involved with this. I think the president's decision to seek international support is an excellent decision. It's the right way to go. So those parts, again, as I said, I don't disagree with every aspect of the president's action or his decisions. I agree with many of them. I just disagree with the fundamental point that an individual can bring this country to war.
Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR.
Thanks, Bob.